Mi. It's the Currents Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Wednesday, January 9th. I'm Jay Gabler. We're going to be digging into the story of R. Kelly today. You may have seen or heard about the Lifetime documentary series that has now led to authorities looking for more information about accusations against the R&B superstar. But first, here are a few more of today's stories. Cupcake says she's doing okay after being hospitalized following a suicide scare. The popular and critically acclaimed young rapper scared fans on Monday with an Instagram post mentioning suicide. In a tweet posted on Tuesday, she elaborated, "I went to the hospital and I'm finally getting the help that I need to get through, be happy, and deliver great music." She explained that she's had a long fight with depression, but that she's okay now and fans should not worry about her. There are now dates and a location for the official Woodstock 50th Anniversary Festival. Woodstock co-founder Michael Lang tells Rolling Stone that he's booked dozens of artists for the event, which will take place from August 16th through 18th in Watkins Glen, New York. He says, "It'll be hip-hop and rock and some pop and some of the legacy bands from the original festival, including apparently some tribute performances." Meanwhile, a completely different anniversary festival will take place on the site of the original Woodstock on the exact same dates as the official anniversary festival. Lang isn't involved with the Bethel Woods Music and Culture Festival, but he says there are no hard feelings. Bethel Woods just isn't big enough for the kind of event he now envisions. Attorney Howell Beagle, an influential advocate for musicians' rights, has died at age 74 due to injuries sustained in a skiing accident. Starting in the early 80s, Beagle began working with black R&B stars from the 50s and 60s who weren't getting their fair share of royalties from their golden oldies. Beagle's efforts helped artists including the Drifters and the Coasters and led to the founding of the Rhythm and Blues Foundation. The first artist Beagle worked with was singer Ruth Brown. When Beagle approached her to sign one of her vintage records, he was shocked to learn that she hadn't been paid royalties in decades and had spent periods working as a maid and a bus driver even after achieving fame with classics like Mama, He Treats Your Daughter Mean. After years of battle with Brown's label Atlantic, she finally received her first check from them in three decades in the amount of $20,000. Many more checks for many more artists followed. Authorities in Chicago and Atlanta are looking into accusations against R&B star R. Kelly after a new Lifetime documentary series highlighted claims of sexual and physical abuse. At a press conference in Chicago on Tuesday, State's Attorney Kimberly M. Fox asked victims to, quote, "please come forward. There's nothing that can be done to investigate these allegations without the cooperation of both victims and witnesses. We cannot seek justice without you." For anyone who's confused or curious about all these accusations, we're going to spend some time today unpacking the story. First, for those who might not be super familiar, R. Kelly is a huge music star. The 52-year-old singer-songwriter is one of America's best-selling recording artists with over 40 million albums sold. Starting in the late 80s, he updated Marvin Gaye's Smooth Soul for a more explicit era, and in the process became both very popular and highly influential. His many hits include I Believe I Can Fly and Ignition, the remix, which was all but impossible to avoid on dance floors for over a decade after its 2002 release. He's also produced, written for, and collaborated with artists like Michael Jackson, the Notorious B.I.G., Jay-Z, Nas, and Aaliyah, who Kelly married when she was 15 years old. He's also been the focus for over a decade of accusations and sometimes charges of sexual misconduct and abuse. He went to court in 2008 to defend himself against charges of making a sex tape with an underage girl. He was legally acquitted, but many observers remain convinced of his guilt and believed the stories told by women like Lisa Van Allen, who testified that she had sex with Kelly before turning 18. Still, Kelly's superstar musical career more or less continued with little interruption. His 33-chapter hip-hop opera Trapped in the Closet was widely watched and discussed. He performed on Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, he sang at Whitney Houston's memorial, he appeared on a Lady Gaga album, and he continued to sell lots of concert tickets and get plenty of airplay, even as victims' advocates and some journalists continued to share stories of abuse. The most recent round of accusations might at first have sounded almost too outlandish to be true. A 2017 BuzzFeed article by Jim DeRogatis detailed allegations that Kelly was holding women in an abusive sex cult. The women's families, unable to extract or even contact their daughters in some cases, were going public with their pleas for Kelly to be investigated. Around that time, far too late, according to many who had been following these stories, the broader cultural narrative around R. Kelly began to change. Amid the broader Me Too movement, a Mute R. Kelly campaign last year encouraged DJs and ordinary listeners to stop playing Kelly's music on the radio, at parties, or anywhere. Then last week, Lifetime debuted a 6-part investigative documentary series that saw blockbuster ratings. The documentary features numerous women and former associates and acquaintances, including fellow stars like John Legend, describing a long-term pattern of mental, physical, and sexual abuse against young women who allegedly are controlled by Kelly and sometimes have to ask his permission even to use the bathroom. From that Lifetime documentary, here's Lisa Van Allen, who testified at Kelly's 2008 trial, telling her story today.
One time, one of his friends came to the studio, and he's speaking to everyone, and just a normal reaction, you speak back. Rob would get upset and say, you're not supposed to speak to them, you don't speak to anybody, you just look straight forward. If they speak to you, you don't say anything.
Some of the women who live and associate with Kelly have denied assertions that they're being held captive, and in a statement last year, Kelly's representative said, quote, all of the women targeted by the current media onslaught are legal adults of sound mind and body with their own free will. Authorities have over the past few years visited Kelly's residences and seem not to find cause for arrest or active investigation. Even now, Chicago authorities are not confirming an active criminal investigation, according to the New York Times. They're just looking for more information. Whatever happens on the legal front, the documentary is certainly adding fuel to the Mute R. Kelly movement. Some radio stations are taking Kelly off their playlists, and community organizers are calling on the giant company iHeartRadio to follow suit. Chicago-based music journalist Jim DeRogatis, who's been covering the R. Kelly story since he was sent a copy of the videotape that ultimately led to those child pornography charges, told Vox recently that he thinks social media are helping to spread these stories and give them greater impact. He said, quote, I think the ability of the internet today to spread a story so far and wide, BuzzFeed has almost never seen anything like this, they've told me, is different. But whether that results in real action, whether it results in getting these women home, these daughters home to their parents, whether it results in any impact on Kelly's career, I don't know. In a new video, legendary singer-songwriter John Prine is seeking to shed light on America's opioid epidemic. The original music video for his 2018 track Summer's End shows a family wrecked by addiction. In a new behind-the-scenes video we're highlighting for today's featured clip, the video's directors talk about how Prine wanted to use a real family and locations in West Virginia to give the story a feeling of verisimilitude. And those are today's music news headlines. You can see both those videos and read more about all these stories over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gabler. Our producer is Anna Wagle. If you're finding this podcast of use in your daily music-loving life, then please give us a rating and review wherever you get podcasts. We'll be back tomorrow with a roundup of this week's new releases.
I hope I didn't ruin your whole vacation. Where you never know how far from home you...
Nobody's asked me about my blazer today.
Where'd you get that blazer?
Oh, well, I believe this is an L.L. Bean.
Ooh.
Blazer. Leon Wood Bean, you know? Even when you're a man of the woods, like Justin Timberlake, you need a suit and tie. And maybe that means a navy blazer.